Die, die, live, live. 1. A puff of air like a lover's sweet speech, bubble, blue as sky, a brown horizon turning fast into tomorrow and tomorrow, etc. Mud and leather, and a man who runs like rubber, drawn from itself over mud, born from its muddy mother field. A kickoff and the howl of a moon's dog. They kick the tender thing and kick and kick the tender thing and wail and sing. 5-0 to them. Fuck. And fuck the conversion too. More points for them. The ball sings. The wind sings a hymn down the St. Patrick's Day parade length of field, and the wind blows the ball where it shouldn't go. You have to hope these idiots grasp softness, the idea of it, its air and innocence. 12-0 to the other side. Conversion? No. A rose blooms. The fullback, there he goes, into a scrum. He's in the scrum for his girlfriend, the girl he loves. A torn ear, a red rose, the love song of the fullback. A big man, a fucking giant. Look at him run. A lot of blood. He runs for the invisible woman. He's a moving tree, a flowering tree. The Aussie should be sin-binned. Oh, he is. Penalty. 12-3. Tenderness. And the terrible wind sound necessary for play. They kick the tender thing and kick the tender thing and wail and sing. A man jumps to his feet, throwing the hand of his girl into the sky. He flails and beseeches, go, 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 go. It's her envoy, a guttural call Moss has never heard before, coming from here and here, a beating on the edge of seagull, i.e. clarinet. There's a rolling maul, players scragging faces with sprigs. The referee runs and blood runs like tears. Penalty, 12-6. Go, man, boot the groaning air. Cradle it as your child. Don't fucking drop it, idiot. A moan goes up. It rests in the bodied stadium staying there, living on among the people as damage. They kick the tender thing and kick the tender thing and wail and sing. Rain starts. Good for the home team. Used to it. The visitors gnash their teeth. Mud sprays men into fossils. Memento mori. They're covered in the game, head to foot. Outrageous penalty. 15-6. Fuck. A scrum in mud and more rain. The field is ankle glass. Sometimes shattered as a dance once seen moved in water. A splish and trail, like scarves. Half time. 2. The land shaved of trees made useful by its nakedness and water. Men, standers of cattle, mirrored at a trough. A whistle like a cast and a roving eye roving over the field. The men swarm towards the ball, flicking earth and sky. The scent is butchering down the field as a lion hunts prey in the late afternoon. As a boy, he loved animals. Offside, fuck. Blood and sweat and blood and the crack of bones. They kick the tender thing and kick the tender thing and wail and sing and wail and sing. A man is carried off by St. John's ambulance. Ah, well. 15-11, but missed the conversion, the egg. Another kickoff, and before long a line-out, whatever that is. A player hurling himself into infinity, running and falling and not caring, his body everything and nothing, hovering on the brink of his death, death of a small nation. He is a carcass or palace. He's carried off by St. John's ambulance. But there's a penalty. 15-14, they kick the tender thing and kick the tender thing and wail and sing. Howl in a face coated in the season, and the game is a season, imperative, compulsory, gone again, and a girl who walks into a woman, and rain drums the length of rain drumming. It's late, and the sun dips below the cap of cloud, touching the heads of the crowd, liming a moment blue. They kick the tender thing and kick the tender thing and wail and sing. On the field, blood squelches underfoot. 2014. Paul weeps on her shoulder. They've lost. If they'd won, there'd be just the same weeping, like a stream or cataract. She holds his bones under her hands, his back, where wings might once have been. A good man, full of tenderness. Giant, i.e. a lot of tenderness. The small mercy of no conversion. A minute to go. A man runs down the field, like a doctor in a field hospital. A try to us. 40 seconds to go. The halfback lines up the wet egg of the universe and after some deliberation kicks the tender thing and wails and sings. Converted. The sun sinks. The whistle blows. They've won, i.e. we won, apparently. Paul and his mates leap to their feet. Hell, we won. They leap one by one. Finton leaps to his feet. Look, even Forrest is leaping to his feet. Moss, carried away with the win and Paul weeping and giants leaping and without thinking, she stands. She looks down at the long body, her old favourite, and glances up at the great giant there beside her, a head taller. Light from the tall lamp casts the giant shadow of the girl over Paul. He is bathed in a quick new coolness as dusk falls suddenly in the tropics and feels it and stares up at the girl and backs the love song of the fullback.